I'm Rob Ryan with Doing Good in Our Neighborhood, where we feature organizations, individuals, businesses, and groups that do good for others. I'm talking to Loretta Christensen, a grief share facilitator at Cross Point Church in Hutchinson. We're going to find out more about grief share. And Loretta, that name is significant because as humans, we all share grief. It may be in different ways at one time or another. We're all going to grieve.
Yes, that's why it's so important to have a place where people can do that and have permission to grieve.
Grief Share is a non-denominational grief recovery support program. But do you ever really recover from grief? You learn to live with it, as far as I know, like with my own. You learn to live with it.
There's a misconception that, one, that get over whatever grief that you're experiencing, but that you can't also have hope and healing and wholeness on the other side of a significant loss, because that is possible as well. And so that's one of the things that we talk about in Grief Share. There's a way to grieve well, and Grief Share really teaches you how to do that and to get to the other side where you're still honoring that loss and memorializing it, but also having hope for the future.
So how does Grief Share work? If you could kind of explain the process to us.
Sure. Grief Share is a 13-week program. It's a video series that's put on by the Grief Share organization, and you can find more about it at griefshare.org. And through those video series, it's a faith-based video series, so you'll come in, you'll watch a video, and then there's a discussion time in your group, and you can come to as many group sessions as you want. It's not like you'll graduate once you go through the 13 weeks. You can do it as often as you need to.
Is there a specific time when you can join?
There's different groups that meet throughout our communities. You can go to griefshare.org and visit a place where it says find a group. You just type in your city, state, or zip code in there, and you can find a group near you. A lot of groups will meet weekly for just a couple hours a week, either in the evenings or during the days. And then also ramping up to the holiday season, a lot of local churches and other nonprofit organizations will do a Surviving the Holidays seminar, which is a one-night workshop where you'll be given tools to help you kind of navigate some of those difficult holiday experiences without your loved one.
Who should come to Grief Share, and are there people that maybe shouldn't come?
Anyone that has had a significant loss in their life by death is welcome to come to Grief Share. Everybody experiences loss differently, and we talk a lot about not disqualifying your loss. So your loss is going to be experienced uniquely by your relationship with that person. So, you know, a lot of times we in our culture will qualify a loss based on it's your mom or it's your husband or your wife. And maybe we'll say that's more of a significant loss than if it was your aunt. But if your aunt raised you or your aunt was your best friend, that's going to be a significant loss. And so you might find that you need some extra help and support through that. And so we're here for you.
I would suspect that the first step is the hardest in this one.
You're right. And coming to a group and acknowledging that it's okay to grieve, I think, in our culture is the biggest hurdle to get over. Because we qualify grief, like you lose someone, you get 3 days off for this significant relationship. So what Grief Share really does is it gives you permission to grieve. Once you go through the program, you almost become a grief ambassador. Like you're teaching other people how to grieve well and that it's okay.
How would somebody get a hold of Grief Share?
Go to griefshare.org. That's a great first step to find a Grief Share group near you, or you can reach out to me, myself, and cphutch.church is our website, and click on our Grief Share group, or you can contact me at 320-587-2668. And if you have any questions about Grief Share, I'd be happy to answer those.
I'm Rob Ryan with Loretta Christensen, a Grief Share facilitator at Cross Point Church in Hutchinson. If you know of an organization, individual, group, business, or others doing good in our neighborhood, let me know by emailing rob@kkln.com. We are here to help the helpers.